With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. A reform of the H-2A foreign worker program is now hitting the ground. Last week, I spoke to Michael Marsh, CEO of the National Council of Agricultural Employers.
One of the issues that we've got, Haley, is that the rulemaking that right now is that we're litigating against, and actually my executive committee agreed yesterday afternoon to bring a second case against the Department of Labor on their new adverse effect wage rate rule in the H-2A program.
The rule, which was published in the Federal Register at the end of February, abandons changes to the wage methodology sought by the Trump administration that were seen as a win by employers hoping to hold down increasing costs of worker pay.
If you're a grower in California and you're using the H-2A program, in order to use the program, you've got to pay the adverse effect wage rate. Well, it's typically the adverse effect wage rate. And you have to pay to recruit the workers. You've got to pay their transportation in and out of the country. You've got to house them while they're here. And then you have to provide them with 3 meals a day or convenient cooking facilities so they can cook their own. So when you look at California's wage rate of $18.65, then you add in another $6 or so for transportation, the meals, the housing, et cetera, you're about almost at $25 an hour.
As a consequence, Marsh says we're seeing more and more strawberries, blueberries, and raspberries coming into the U.S. out of Mexico. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.